So we're going to look at the eighth Maimer Ches of the Pritzadik on Hanukkah. In these editions, that's on page Shinayin Gimel. Maran Masech Shabbos famously tells us that the first night of Hanukkah, Beishami says we should have eight candles, Mikan V'Eilech, Peches V'Eilech, and then each night one candle less. So the last night of Hanukkah is only one. Of course, we follow Beis Hillel, Imrim, Yom Rishon, Madlik, Achas, Mikan V'Eilech, Moisef V'Eilech. What is the nature of the Machlekes? So there are two Rabbi Yossis, Rabbi Yossi Bar Avin and Rabbi Yossi Bar Zvida. Chad Omar, time of the Beis Shammai Keneged Yomim HaNichnosin, V'time of the Beis Hillel Keneged HaYomim HaYoytzin. That really doesn't explain very much of what it is that they're arguing about in substance, because it's obvious that Beis Hillel is taking in the days and Beis Shammai is letting them out. V'chad Omar, the other opinion, the other Rabbi Yossi says, time of the Beis Hillel is, and time of the Beis Shammai is Pare HaChag versus Malin B'Kodesh. Beis Shammai, can I get Pare HaChag, v'time of the Beis Hillel, the Malin B'Kodesh. Pare HaChag refers to the animals brought on each day of Sukkot, that on Sukkot we bring animals representing the Umos Ha'olam, the 70 Umos Ha'olam, and we give them a sense of benefit and that good things should happen in the world for their sake too. And there are 70 Umos, so there are 70 Karbonos. They are brought in descending order from 13, 12, 11, 10, 9, 8, so that similarly in Hanukkah, we light fewer candles as we go, says Beis Shammai. What connection that has to Hanukkah, we will have to explain. And Beis Hillel says, Malin B'Kodesh. So that if you're going to mark 8 days, always do it with an increasing number of candles rather than a decreasing number of candles because of Malin B'Kodesh. He asks, Lama Svir L'Hu L'Beis Shammai K'neged HaYamim HaNichnasin Dafka? Why would Hillel say, let's take in more and do more each day, and Beis Shammai say, let's let it out, so to speak, 8, 7, 6, 5 each day with less? What's the point of this opinion of Beis Shammai? What's the machlekes? So he explains. Ach, ha'inyin de Beis Shammai u'Beis Hillel. The inyin is, the Beis Shammai u'Beis Hillel nikru u'b'mishnah, Avos Ha'olam. The Mishnah in Eidos talks of them as the fathers of the world, fathers of our people. They very much are, because so much of the halacha stems from Beis Shammai, Beis Hillel, and the Talmidim of Hillel particularly. V'chein nikru b'zayir HaKadosh, Avon de Alma. Why are they called Avos? Fascinating explanation. They are Avos because, v'hainu, the Hillel hoyim esitru derachame. Hillel's midah, Hillel's character trait of mercifulness is darga de Avraham. It's like that of Avraham Avinu. V'shamai, who was more severe, ha'yim esitra de dina gvura, darga de Yitzchak. That's the nature of gvura, the nature of Yitzchak's midah. K'maysh amru b'raya mehemna, v'chein kasav arizal, shala asid, yiyya ha'alocha ki Beis Shammai. Why will the halacha in the future be like Beis Shammai? Because the world ultimately will be one in which strict judgment can and will prevail. It was originally intended to be so, but it couldn't be. It wouldn't have lasted. So HaKadosh Baruch Hu said, it has to be well, Bereshis Bara Elokim, but HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, it's not going to last. He has to bring Chesed into the mix, because with strict judgment alone, the world will not stand. When it describes creating the world, it's B'yem Asayis Hashem Elokim, and Hashem comes first, because it was only Bereshis in his intention, Bar Elokim. V'sham K'siv, and there it says, Eila Toldois Hashemayim V'aretz Behi Baram. When they were created, Behi Baram, such a strange word, V'nidrash. The Medrash famously says, Behi Baram is letters B'Avraham. V'zehu, this is a remez to the Pasuk in Tehillim Peites, Olam chesed yibane. Kadosh Baruch Hu says the world is built upon and is an act of chesed in kindness. Hashem created the world, and with kindness it will be sustained by Him and by us. Ve'isa, there in Perek Yudalit in Bereshis Rabba, Shehay Avram ro'u lihibarais kodim odom rishon. Man, original man, could have been Avram Avinu. Elo Amar Kadosh Baruch Hu, ani bari esa odom tchila, she'im yikalkel yovei Avram v'yitakin tachtav. I need to have someone who can fix the world if it ever gets broken by man, and that's going to be Avram Avinu. V'alkein ba'olam hazeh shemisnahig al pi ha'hanhoga shehikdim Hashem yisbarach midas harachmim l'midas hadin halacha kibeis hillel. In this world, where midas harachmim has to be operative, otherwise we won't survive, nothing will survive, we're not good enough, we're not going to do well enough. You have to have a world of Hashem's chesed, and we have to act in tandem with that, with acts of chesed on our part. That's why halach is kibay silah. Avala asid. But in the future time, kishi yitukin kol hapagam shel hanachash, when all of nachash and all of that nachash has insinuated into man's, you know, response set, will be solved and will be obviated, and we will be good. And good and capable of rising and standing up to the standard of din, v'yiyah k'maisha ala b'machshava, osu alikimas adam yashar, the pasuk says, right? V'heim bikshu chishbaynes rabim in kahela zayin, v'yuchal adam lehisnahig v'midas hadin. At that point, yiyah halach k'beis shamai. V'cheinim tzadikim ha'kodesh baruch hu medaktik afidu k'chut ha'sa'ara shenemar svivav nis'ara ma'oid. The Gemara says, Shehem yuchlu lehisnaig kvi ha'machshava. Tzadikim therefore are judged on so fine a line, as fine a line as dachasdik as a, the width of a hair, because they are able to stand up to that standard and live by that standard. V'chein Yaakov ha'binu lo v'sholem shehoi kodem rishon kodem ha'kilkul k'may shemarun l'kama pamim k'siv bey. He wants Elohim. Hashem will be a God of strict judgment. I want to be able to be in that standard. And that's why when he comes back, he says, you know, and he's fearful that he hasn't been able to rise up to the standard that he had aspired to. Shirotzel his nahig al pimidas hadin. So what he's saying is that Avraham Avinu, and that's the midah of Hillel, is the midah of Rachmim, and the midah of kindness. And in the case of Shammai, it's the midah of strict judgment, and the midah of Gevura. And that's what they're famous for, that person who came and said, teach me all of the Torah on one foot, and Hillel says, sure, I'll try, and B'Shammai earlier had thrown him out. That's just so much of what B'Shammai and B'Shammai and B'Shammai always are about. That standard of demanding that is Shammai, but that will be what we will be capable of, L'Asid Lavoi. And Hillel, which is that midah of Ahava, whereas Yitzchak is the midah of Yira. So let's continue. But look a few lines from where we're up to, where he says, Da Avram shesherish midasi ahava, k'meshenemar Avram oyhevi yumitzad ahava b'hazrizus b'mitzvus asay. Midas ahava means I want to do for the sake of a Kaddish Baruch Hu. I do it with love. I do it with verve, and I do all the mitzvus asay. V'yitzchak shemidasi pachad Yitzchak hayira umitzida b'hazehirus b'mitzvayis loisasay. K'meshamarnim Yerushalmi. Hasay demitzad Hashem yisbarach anoichi v'acha kach lo yielcha. Hashem Yisbarach Mashpia Kedusha V'divrei Torah L'Lev Chochem L'Yeminoi V'Adidei Zeh Neker Haram Milev K'sil L'Smoiloi. Right? The Pasuk says L'Lev Chochem L'Yeminoi V'Lev K'sil L'Smoiloi. So the K'sil, the foolishness, is because of the things we do wrong, the mistakes we make. That's the effect of the Yetzirah and the lack of Gevura on our part. The Yemin that we do right, that's the Yetzir HaTov. So that's Asay Toiv is on the Yamin, and when we mess up, if we make mistakes on the other side, that's the small. The midah of HaKadosh Baruch Hu in the world, and the way he introduces Torah to us in a practical way, is first mitzvah Asay, do with love, and then you'll also have to work on negating that which would otherwise happen accidentally and mistakenly, and that's sur meira, and that's lo yielcha l'machrim al panai. That's what he means when he says mitzad Hashem yisbarach, meaning from the way HaKadosh Baruch Hu teaches us and the way he introduces us to Torah, it's with ahava first and doing good first, and then whatever evil yet remains, we will have to root out. That's what he means when he says, "V'haseidim mitzad Hashem yisbarach anoichi v'achakach liyelcha." Hashem yisbarach mashpia kedusha v'divrei Torah l'leiv chochem liyaminoi v'alidei zeh neker haram l'leiv kesilus meiloi. K'may she'amru shir shirim rabba shabeshosh shamu dibur anoichi. By hearing anoichi, Jewish people gained so much. Niska or nitka talmud Torah b'libam. We had Torah naturally come to our innards. It became a part of us, as Hashem said, "Anoichi Hashem alekach." U'b'shosh Hashem u'dibur loyeh lecha nekar yetzer hara meliba. The anoichi sherish kol mitzvah sasev ha'divrei Torah v'loyeh is the sherish of mitzvahs loyseh. V'lochein mitzad Hashem yisburach hasei the nefesh Avram v'achakach Yitzchak. That's why they came in that order: Avraham and Chesed and love of HaKadosh Baruch Hu and moving others to do that kind of, you know, chesed as he did to make people feel and want to be in touch with the one truth of Avraham Avinu. But then, after that, the power of Yitzchak and the Akedah and the binding and making sure that I don't flinch, as he says to his father, that I not turn away from the knife, that's the Gevura of Yitzchak. V'chein yotza baskol halacha v'beis Hillel Shehem Darga de Avram. And that's why in this world, first it's the Darga and the Midah of Avram, Ahava and Chesed first, and that's why in this world, Halach is Kibay Sidl. Av Mitzad HaAdam, HaSeder, Sur Mira, V'Achakach, V'Asei Toiv. Nevertheless, a person has to not just rely on doing good, the person also has to be Sur Mira. And that's Shammai's point. Sur Mira first, Shammai says. Shalizka is the divrei Torah. Tzarach sheyukdam hayira lihiyay sur merash humidas Yitzchak avinu olav shalom. V'chein huskuru tamid beis Shammai kodem lebeis Hillel. And that's why when they are cited, beis Shammai is mentioned first. So in other words, in the end, because we can't prevail and won't survive without the chesed of the midah of Avram and without the sense that that's, so to speak, where we can succeed, while in the Sur Merah, we won't be as successful. So that's why the halach is Kibay Zilal. But Beis Shammai is mentioned first, because what should be, altruistically, if you will, in a perfect world, it would be Sur Merah perfected first, like Beis Shammai. And that's why when mentioned, their opinions are Beis Shammai, Kodem Beis Hillel. V'hinei, b'chanaka, yesh beiz ha'inyanim. There are two parallel achievements that happened and that are celebrated and marked each Hanukkah, and which are, so to speak, given over to us with the energy of these days so that we can do this and have these accomplishments again. Beis ha'anyanim, ha'nitzuach sheba al yedei, shezochu lahiri kara milev ksil l'smaylai. First of all, Hellenism was defeated. And it wasn't just defeated from without, it was from within. There were so many tens of thousands of us, of Yidden, who were affected by Hellenism and who had really lost contact with the essence of our faith and had doubted and had not involved ourselves in Torah properly. And this was rampant, which is the reason why Yavon was able to go so far as to even take the Beis HaMikdash to such depths and sully the Beis HaMikdash. V'gam haneis shenase b'shemen. And then on the positive side, there was the miracle that occurred with the oil, where we wanted to light and once again serve, and we were able to. Shezachu l'hachnis kedusha l'leiv chochem li'aminoi. So there are two aspects. The aspect of abandoning and defeating Hellenism, which is the small that we had to overcome, and the positive of the yamin, which is once again serving HaKadosh Baruch Hu, once again igniting the light of Torah and bringing the Kedusha and restoring the Kedusha to the hearts of the Jewish people, the Leif Chochem Liyamin. Hillel is emphasizing that. Beis Shammai is emphasizing the removal of and the defeat of the evil. V'al-yedei hadlakas ha-neirush zeichin she-yor b'libam ha-or me-Hashem yisbarach k'me-shenamar ke'el Hashem v'ayor alonu. It's HaKadosh Baruch Hu that lights the light of the menorah. The miracle of the light was HaKadosh Baruch Hu's miracle, which means that the fact that we are once again invigorated and see the light and give light, each Jew gives off light, studying Torah, doing mitzvahs. But you know who made that happen? The energy comes from HaKadosh Baruch Hu himself during these days of Chanukah. HaKadosh Baruch Hu lights. What does that mean, he lights? Literally. He lights. He causes the miracle of the candles, and he causes the Torah in us to once again shine through. It's all Torah. Torah, Yisrael, V'Araisa, Chadu. HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Yisrael, V'Araisa, Chadu. Madlik Neiris Chanukah Shemeir B'Lev B'nei Yisrael. He ignites the flame that burns once again so strongly in each of us and in our hearts on Chanukah. It's a Kadosh Baruch Hu who we reach out to, but then he, in response, he ignites the flame within us. V'zeh ha'inyin d'bei Silel, k'fi midosam shehoyu dar g'davram. V'svir l'hu sheha'ikir l'hachnis ha'or l'leiv chochem l'minoy. Most importantly, more light. Each night a bit more. Va'al kein svirul hu de moisef ha'ilech. De malin b'kaidish. Each night a little bit more light, a little more toiv. Shekein seder ha'or as ha'or. That's how light spreads. Light spreads, fire spreads. 1, 2, 3, 4, till 8. Ha'ilech fa'or ad nochen hayoyim. More light and more light until full light comes and the mirtz Hashem, ha'ir shel Mashiach will shine. K'mesh Amr B'zer HaKadosh Yisrael Nahayra D'lahayn Z'er Z'er Ad Yit Kifayn. Zohar says that the light of the Jewish people shines in the future, but slowly, right? The Geula comes slowly. V'yin Har Lahayn K'shmrichu La'olmin K'mesh Shachar, the way in the morning it's first very dark. V'do Yihu Nahayra Dokik, meaning Dak Dak, a very, very, very small glimmer of light, less than moonlight. U'l-basar, then Yafa Kalavana, and then Barak Achama. The Pasuk, of course, is Mizois Hanishkafu Kameshachar, Yafa Kalavana, Barak Achama. Pasuk, that's the Pasuk that the Zohar is based upon. Levasa Barak Achama, begin the Nehurei Takif, after, like the light of the sun, which is so strong, Gunahir Yatir Mesihara. It's much stronger than the moon. That's how the Pasuk concludes, with that greatest light. In other words, the whole concept of Hillel is more light, more Torah, more understanding, and more good, more Asay Toif. And that's why each night we light yet one more candle. V'zehu she'amru ma'isev ha'alach k'sei da ha'aris ha'ar b'leiv she'me'er Hashem yisparach. Ubeis Shammai, kefi midasam. Beis Shammai, in accordance with the insistence on Gvura, shehi dargadi Yitzchak, svirul hu sheikril, most importantly, lohirik hara milev ksil. First, remove the negative, the foolishness, the dross, the impurities, the darkness from within us, al yedei hayira, with yiras Hashem. Therefore, they say, oimrim peiches v'hoilich, keneged pare hachok. Just as we do in the case of Sukkot. Shehem lohoitzi ha-nitzoitzin kedishin. B'chol pa'am poiches v'haylech. Nitzoitzin kedishin means if the Umay Sa'ilim exist, it's because they have a life source which is holy. Now, they do a lot of things that are not holy, but their life source is a holy spark. But that holy spark, so to speak, has to be redeemed. It's a holy spark that gives life to them, and they don't use that life for the right purpose. But on the other hand, they have to be gathered. Those holy sparks have to be brought in. They have to be, so to speak, appreciated and then reused, if you will. You know, a famous mashal on this is, imagine a person is pouring a gold bracelet or a gold necklace or any kind of gold jewelry. And as the pouring of the molten gold happens, a small little amount of it splatters. Tiny fragments of gold then form. Are you going to just ignore them? Or does the goldsmith eventually gather all of them up? Because you put together those small little specks of gold and you have great value. So that's the concept of nitzotz. That the nitzotz that gives life to the umbais, even though that life as they use it is for so many wrong things, but the fact is their source of life is still the ultimate of holiness, it's HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So therefore those have to be gathered up. And that's why we are makriv the pare hachag, 13, 12, 11, 10, keneged the umos ha'olam, v'hainu, lahoirik hara, to empty evil from this world, and to take its source of life, and not co-opt, that's the wrong word, but reunite the source of life that's the source of the umos with their shayrish, with their original source, with holiness, with HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Shelo yusha rak ha-hashar l'tzarech Yisrael. Everything that's left should be used only by the nation Israel in service of God. V'chad omar taima de Beis Hillel k'neged yomim ha-yoytzin. De Beis Hillel k'fi midos m'sfiril hu de'ika mitzvah chanukah l'hachnis ha-or l'leiv chocham. Sh'anitzuach mehara k'far hoye b'chof dalet yomim shekoydim. He looks at it and says, Rav Tzadik, by the time you reach Chanukah, they already had defeated the Yevanim, and Chanukah is now a focus only on the Aseh Tov, and on bringing more light, and light of Torah, and light of goodness, and light of Kedusha into the world. Al didei Kaneach HaKadoshim, the Sur Meirah was accomplished before Chof Hei Kislev. V'ikr Neiros Chanukah Liskais La'or. V'haseid liskeis l'or hu mitata la'ela, from less to more, from bottom up, madlik echud v'achakach moisev v'haylech v'alkein amru k'neged yamim ha'yoytz. So it's really the same point, whether you say it's yamim ha'yoytz and yamim ha'nechnosin, or ma'alim v'kodesh and pari achag, there really is no tremendous machlekes. Masha'en kein b'shamim mitzad midas hadin dargid yitzchak shehu midasam, Bishami, severe and demanding, looks at us and says, yeah, it's Hanukkah, it's all very nice, it's all Aseh Tov. Is it really all Aseh Tov? Do you not yet have some darkness that you need to root out of yourself? Isn't there still some Sur Meirah that you need to accomplish in these days of Hanukkah? Yes. So therefore, Gam hanitzuach lahara hoya b'yamim ahei, says Beis Shammai, the defeat of the Ra was also during Chanukah. And that's what we should mark, and that's why we say 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 1 less each night, in expression of the fact that the kaychais of Ra are being increasingly defeated, and their chiyus being taken away from them more and more each night. Until in the end, all good and all light shines forth only from Israel alone. And then he goes on to say something very important, which is that it's not just a commemoration. It's not just, excuse me?
Like Shmini Atzeret.
It's not just like Shmini Atzeret.
Yeah.
It's not just that this is commemorative of something that happened before. It's not just something that happened then. And according to Hillel, that means that there's a light that we are able to be moisif, or we are able to become more understanding. We're able to learn our Torah and our way of life can become illuminated, our understanding of ourselves, our understanding of the light given off by every mitzvah that we do, our understanding of the light given off with the Torah that we learn, our relationship to this light, and the fact that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is Meir Lanu, that He lights something up in us, that's now is happening each night, increasingly so. And similarly, according to Beis Shammai, the Sur Meirah, the displacement of darkness, removal of dross and of impurity, that's something we are capable of now more than ever in these days of Chanukah, and able to take more of the ra rooted out more each night as the nights of Chanukah proceed. So Beis Hillel and Beis Shammai are consistent here in saying that Beis Hillel says each day a little bit more. That's because the midah of Hillel is the Asei Toiv, and the point of Hillel is bring in more light, and the point of Shammai, the midah of Shammai, like Gvuras Yitzchak, is the Sur Meira, and therefore each night accomplish a little bit more of the putting an end to the koiches that come from the other side, and the koiches that come as they do from the Umay Sa'ilam, diminish their light, each night a little bit more. So that there's a consistency then in the view of Rav Tzaddik in how Beis Shammai and Beis Hillel throughout Shas are seen in a sense the Chesed versus Gevura perspective and the Avraham versus Yitzchak perspective, and then you can see there Lishitasam, as you call it, you see their respective opinions and their respective leanings and preferences in how they tell us to light. Beis Hillel increasing light each night, and Beis Shammai telling us decreasing the wrong, decreasing the ra, decreasing the koiches that the ummais have and the effect they have within us. Decreasing that effect, increasingly, we are becoming pure of them and, so to speak, moving away from them more each night. And therefore, it's 8, 7, 6, 5, until 1, until we have come almost to the complete perfection and the complete removal, the completion of Sur Meira. Lichtige Chanukah.